All right, y'all. Well, actually, I didn't ever hear bluegrass till I was kind of in college and stuff. And it was a long time before I'd ever played music where people clapped after solos. Thank you, thank you. I thought it was a bit bizarre for a while. It kind of unsettled me. It still kind of does. So I'd like for you to please, no. It's just, yeah, it's like, and then you start to go, are they going to clap for the next one? Or if they clap for me, are they going to clap for him? Or is he going to be mad at me because they clap for me and not for him? And then you're out in the audience, and that can get kind of awkward for you as well. Should we clap for him? Is this a mercy clap? Or is this like your kid at a recital or something? You know? Anyway, I'm still adjusting. Thank you. Thank you very much. Actually, just figured out that you don't have to blow into this thing. This actually was given to me in exchange for a bus ticket in Memphis. Where I'm from. That's right. That's right. You can actually get a few bus tickets for this, but I think it's a Gibson guitar, and it's from the 40s. I have no idea what model this guitar is. I'm not joking.
That's healthy.
It's a Gibson. It says it on the headstock. These are round wounds. These are round wound strings. The G string is a round wound G. And I actually am kind of particular about that, so it's not typical electric guitar strings, quite.
I agree. I play electric often, but... this is a 1960 Martin 18, which was kind of fancied up early in its lifetime by a guy down the Bay Area, John Lundberg, who was kind of one of the first guys to get into restoring the real old Martins from the 20s, and so it's got the torch headstock and a bunch of inlay and binding and fancy stuff that D18s usually don't have. But I chose this guitar because it's real mid-rangey. It doesn't have a lot of low end, but it's got a lot of kind of stuff up in here. Which is where you want the guitar to be strong if you're playing leads and especially playing on a mic, because a real boomy guitar, once you get close to it, especially get it up in the soundboard, it's gonna sound real woofy. And I think it's good to start out with a less boomy guitar if you want to mic it. But anyways, I like it. Didn't cost me an arm and a leg.
This one cost me an arm and a leg, but I got it back, I guess. This is a 1937 D18. It's like Christmas every day. And boy, am I lucky.
You mean your parents get drunk and have a fight every day?
Chad, you have to play us a swing tune. Yeah, we've been talking bluegrass and that was boring after a while.
I just want to say, if you want to clap after solos, just save that energy and buy a record. I'd like to make some money so I can move out of my parents' house. I'm in my 30s.